Welcome back to the Deep Dive. We are cracking open Chapter 53 of Dungeons & Drams today, titled, We Found It.
And let me tell you, if you were waiting for the moment where the campaign tone swings wildly from gritty survival horror to musical theater, this is the chapter for you.
Oh, absolutely. It's Uchtar III, 1492 Dale Reckoning. The party, Doug, Tuki, Velen, and the Goliath werebear Oyaman Artok, have finally reached the edge of the Regged Glacier.
This is a huge milestone. They've been chasing this entrance to the ancient city of Aethryn for ages. They find a frozen waterfall cut into the cliff face, and naturally, it's time for some exposition before we break the seal.
Right, and we get this really interesting conversation between Tuki and Oyaman Artok. Tuki, being Tuki, is immediately obsessed with the mechanics of lycanthropy.
Classic gnome artificer brain. He's basically asking, so Doug got bit. What does that mean for the rest of us?
Exactly, and Oyaman Artok has to clarify that this isn't your standard cursed by the full moon situation. For the Goliaths, it's a sacred burden. She says many have tried, many failed, or got eaten by yetis.
I love the dynamic here because Doug immediately uses this to roast Tuki. He asks if he gets to choose who gets bitten next and specifically says he doesn't want Tuki to have it because he hasn't proven himself.
Doug's confidence is skyrocketing. A few chapters ago, he was terrified of this curse, and now he's gatekeeping it. But honestly, the funniest part of this arrival isn't the werewolf talk. It's the incantation.
Oh, please, we have to talk about the incantation. Doug pulls out the Codicil of the White, this ancient dark tome of the Frost Maiden, to open the glacier.
And the poem required to crack the ice? The snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen.
I literally can't believe the DM did that. It is the lyrics to Let It Go from Frozen.
Verbatim, Doug is reciting Disney lyrics to open a Netherese tomb. Concealed, don't feel. And the best part, it works. The glacier rumbles, the ice splits open, and the city beckons.
That is the D&D experience in a nutshell. High fantasy stakes mixed with a dad joke that hits you like a snowball.
So, the door is open, but before they go in, Tuki makes a snow golem that looks like a snowman, just to keep the theme going.
But then, Velen drops the next big reveal. They aren't going in alone. She pulls out the Professor Orb from her pack. Meet Professor Scant!
Another musical number. Scant introduces himself with a parody of Modern Major General from Pirates of Penzance. I am the very model of a magical Professor Orb.
Scant is incredible. He's basically a floating Wikipedia. He knows about lycanthropy, Karsis, the Weave. He's an exposition dump with the personality.
Which is helpful because they walk into a narrow tunnel and find a wrecked ship, a Netherese sky coach.
This is a serious lore drop. Netherall was a floating empire of high magic that crashed thousands of years ago. Seeing a skycoach here really solidifies that they are walking into a time capsule.
A dangerous time capsule. They spot headless skeletons in tattered robes. And you know, if there's a headless skeleton in D&D, a head is gonna show up eventually.
Enter the Flame Skulls. Four of them. Green fire, floating heads, nasty attitude.
The fight gets chaotic fast. Tuki is using his blunderbuss, but his bayonet isn't doing much. Doug is smashing bones, and then fireball.
Yeah. Inside an ice cave, a flame skull opens its mouth and unleashes an explosion. Tuki's poor snow golem didn't stand a chance. It melted instantly.
R.I.P. snow golem. But Doug pulls a clutch move. He uses counterspell when the last flame skull tries to fire off another big spell.
That's huge. Counterspell is the difference between a turnpike and a victory in tight quarters like that. They manage to drop the skulls.
And in true artificer fashion, what does Tuki do after the battle? He takes one of the defeated skulls and mounts it on his gun.
Of course he does. Look at me, I have a flaming skull hood ornament now. But they did find some actual loot in the skycoach wreckage.
Yeah, a safe with four amethysts, a bag of holding, always useful, and a ring of the ram.
The ring of the ram is a classic item, great for shoving enemies off cliffs or glaciers.
So they patch up, catch their breath, the door is open, the guardian is clearing the ice, and the caves of hunger await.
Chapter 53 was a wild ride. Disney songs, Gilbert and Sullivan orbs, and high-stakes undead combat. I can't wait to see what is actually inside that city.
We'll find out next time. Stay warm out there.